from Craig. So there you have it. The Tauranga MP and self-confessed bully Sam Uffendale is fronted again for the media today. The party is standing by its man who admits to repeatedly beating a younger student when he was 16 years old at the prestigious King's College. He was effectively expelled after the assault and didn't apologise to the victim for more than 20 years. Well, joining us now is National Party leader Christopher Luxon. Kia ora, Christopher.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, but this seems like, well, getting a bit of a rough ride at the moment, aren't you? You've got a guy here who says he's a bully. He's hurt other people physically and mentally by his own admission. He hasn't been honest with the good people of Tauranga. I mean, why are you standing by him?
Look, I mean, I really feel for the victim, and I can really honestly only imagine the hurt and pain they've gone through and what this has caused and how it's impacted them. And I can tell you that, you know, as a parent, I just know how angry and distressed I would be if it was one of my kids on the receiving end of bullying like this. And, you know, as we all know, there's just no place for violence like this in any setting.
So why are you standing by him? Why are you standing by him?
Well, the reason is I think that a 38-year-old Sam Uffendale is a very different person from a 16-year-old.
How do you know that?
Yeah, because I think we've actually all seen it, right? He's been genuinely contrite, he's been remorseful, he's been regretful, he sincerely apologised to the victims, and he's actually fronting and owning his own behaviour.
Okay, has he though? Because let's break this down. Has he just been tricky and deceitful? Because here's a few things. He never told you, did he?
No, but here's the situation, is that we had a selection process by where Sam put this on his application form and he was very upfront about it all. And then we actually went through to deep reference checking discovered that he's definitely not the same person that he was as a 16-year-old.
Didn't tell the people of Tauranga prior to them casting their votes, did he?
Correct. And so that's the thing that is disappointing about this, is that and the shortfall in the process is that myself, the delegate, the public should have been made aware.
Christopher, isn't that lying by omission? Let's not mince it here. He had an opportunity to disclose everything. He chose not to.
Yeah, look, I mean, he was reference checked and assessed as a good person and of good character. And, you know, there was deep, the red flag was raised with his application. There was deep, deep conversations with people and reference checking with people who've worked with him since.
Didn't talk to the victim, did they?
But they didn't think it was, you know, and then obviously the committee, you know, they didn't think it was fair that actually he'd be judged on the worst thing he did as a teenager. And in hindsight, we got that wrong and it should have been made public.
Yeah, so how can you have confidence in that committee, the committee who didn't tell you that their judgment about him is right?
Well, look, I think we've improved a lot of our selection processes and our candidate vetting, as we did here. The mistake that was made was that they made an assessment that it was actually, he shouldn't be judged by the worst thing he did as a teenager. That was wrong, and he should have been.
Are you sure it's the worst thing he's done, Christopher? Are you sure you know everything? There's nothing else that's going to come out? Now's the time to tell us if you know something.
Look, I've been given assurances that the worst incident, by his own admission, as you've heard, he's called himself a bully. But what I can say is I think he has reformed.
That's by his judgment, right? That's by his judgment and subjective judgment, a man who never told the electorate what he had done. So have you gone through and asked him, can you list the things that you did that might be...
No, Lisa, I want to be really clear. He did actually tell the electorate from the very day one, he put it into his application form as a
He didn't tell voters, though, did he?
No, he didn't. But what he did do was tell the electorate in terms of the people that are running the campaign and the organisation and the party. And I've been given assurances, the worst incident, and he's owned up to admission to being a bully.
So
and
if something else comes out that you consider to be worse an incident than this incident, was it curtains for him then, given that he's given you this assurance?
Well, it's speculation. What I've got
No, I'm asking you where you stand. There's got to be a line in the sand somewhere, right? So
yep,
I'm saying to you, if he's supposedly... done full disclosure now, if anything else comes out that you consider to be worse, is he gone?
As I said to you, Lisa, these are the assurances that I've been given. This is the worst incident, and I'm not going to speculate as to a lot of hypotheticals.
I'm just asking you to set a standard and establish for the public what that standard is.
And the standard and the expectations are really clear. And what I said to the party is that I would have expected to have known sooner than yesterday. I would have expected the delegates and the public to be aware of it. But what I'd say to you is that I do believe, you know, in forgiveness, and I think that ultimately everyone gets a second chance. And I'd say to you that we wouldn't have many MPs here in Parliament if a perfect pass was the standard for getting into this place.
Okay,
and I think that what we've got is an individual who has genuinely changed and was assessed as such by doing so by virtue of the reference checking and the experience of him. And so
where do you think he fits? If you believe in forgiveness, so where do you think he fits in a government that you may lead? Would you ever give him the justice portfolio?
Again, Lisa, these are all hypotheticals. What we really want to talk about today.
You must have thought about it, though, because this will keep coming up, right? So you must be thinking about how you're going to manage it into the future. Can he ever be the justice minister? If you believe in forgiveness, could he be the police minister? Could he be a youth affairs minister? Can he be those things, or can he just be a problem for you?
Lisa, I'm not going to go into that today, but what I'm going to tell you is that, on, you know, it's a dilemma, right? On the one hand, you've got bullying that's really evident in New Zealand. I have huge feeling and empathy for the victim, and I know how I'd react as a parent. On the other hand, I believe in forgiveness and people should get a second chance, and especially if they're genuinely changed and reformed. And there has to be room in Parliament for people who have imperfect paths and have accounted for them and changed. And
okay.
As I said, it would be a very poor place if that was the case, because we've had lots of examples, you know, in Parliament across the 120 MPs of people who have, you know, are not proud of their past, but actually have fronted up and changed it. And I think what
and
we've
on
seen
the
with
issue
Sanders
of fronting up,
contrition.
I understand your point about fronting up and showing contrition. So this morning during your press conference, a question was asked about whether questions had been answered honestly when a media organisation asked about situations with his schooling. As far as you know, were those questions answered honestly, or has the National Party tried to keep this secret? Because I understand he was also asked whether he went to King's College on the campaign trail and he might have said St Paul's.
Oh, I've got no understanding of that. I've just been given assurances that this is the worst incident. And by his own admission, as he said, he was a bully.
And you haven't tried to cover it up since you found out?
No, no, it's not about that. I think you'd have to say that we've been incredibly open. Sam, you know, has taken each and every media request and opportunity to talk to people and say what it is. I've done the same. That's why I'm talking to you tonight again. And we're fronting. And so we're not trying to hide anything. We're trying to be really honest about it. What happened here was we should have made it public to the, you know, available to the public. We didn't do that. In hindsight, that's the thing we got wrong, and that's what we've learned from the process.
Do appreciate your time this evening. Thank you for coming on the program. That is the National Party leader, Christopher Luxon. It is 29 minutes to 6. Kia mo-